Okay, well, the longest listener contest. We've had people who have been listening continually, whatever is right, for years now. Years and years and years and years. And we got this longest listener contest. So first of all, we have our Funny You Don't Look 30 anniversary party on June the 13th of this year, whatever this year is.
Wait a minute, I got to write this down.
Yeah, write it down.
June
you should
13th.
Be here.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll
June
be here.
13th.
Got it.
Yeah, and it's a long. It's and we're celebrating 30 fabulous years under the radar in public radar, in public radio. Excuse me. So we have this longest listener contest coming on. The people are sending in entries for wanting, and we're going to fly you here from wherever you are, especially if you're from around here. I'm hoping to fly some of them from Baraboo. If someone's got a Piper Cub out
quite
there.
Quite a flight there.
It is. Well, it can be choppy.
It's beautiful.
You'd be surprised. Coming over those bluffs, you know, you get that updraft from the water and so forth. Plus, if you're trying to dive bomb and see where the nude bathers are. You know, flight's never coming straight. They're going, pull up. Anyway, what was I saying?
Longest
listener contest. So you can still enter. We have like one more week left now. So I'm saying you... How can they enter this? If you've been listening for years, it doesn't have to be the longest in terms of years. It has to be the longest in terms of total effect it's had on you. You know?
Cumulative effect.
Cumulative effect. Thank you very much. It's a good way of putting that. And how would they find out about what the rules are and so forth?
Oh, I guess you could go to the website, notmuch.com.
You guess or you know?
I always.
You're the announcer.
I guess.
What announcer
says
I guess.
You go to the website, notmuch.com.
Yes. Right.
Or, well, yeah, that's what you do.
Thanks, Arnold.
I think that's what you do. Yeah.
Okay, and we got some results here. If you want to call in and give us your testimony now, we'll take testimony now. What's the number here?
The number here is 1-800-942-5669, or that, to make it easier, it's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WACK-NOW.
Okay.
So you
have you spoken English before? Is this your first spoken English course?
Close, yeah.
You sound like a native. Almost. Here's the thing, then. So if you want to call in and give us your testimony right now, it doesn't have to be the longest in terms of years. Like I say, it's more the effect that it's had overall on your well-being. So that's the number to call. What was it again?
The number is 1-800-942-5669. Again, it's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WACK-NOW.
Yeah, thank you. And Arnold and I have some things that have been sent in here just to give you an idea of what you're up against. This is from Maureen Fares in Michigan City, Indiana, who says, the addiction started in 1988. While driving home from Saturday morning at work, I stumbled on this show on WVPE and sat in my driveway listening for the remaining half hour of the show. Since I worked most Saturday mornings and was on call the rest of the day, the quest of finding a way to listen to the show started. I bought a timer for my tape player at home, which worked some of the time. Then I bought a portable tape player, which I brought to work so I could flip the tapes when needed. The staff thought I was crazy looking for the spots with the best reception and trying to time tape flips for times I was not in appointments. Tell me this is not a doctor. From there, I progressed to a tape player with a timer that worked most of the time. It was so disappointing to come home and find dead air or a local high school game recorded. We later moved to central New York where I couldn't find a local station, but then it became available most of the time on computer. This is great. Now I had a way to listen, but dial-up connections didn't always work well.
That's a long-time listener there.
Yeah. Listening on dial-up. We finally got DSL, slightly better. And all was great except when I had to work Saturdays. Eventually, we moved back to Indiana where I could listen on WBEZ from Chicago, but then they stopped airing it.
Ooh.
I think I feel. I went into withdrawal, but then podcasts came out. I was saved. Now I am a faithful podcast listener, buying the podcast through Audible. My husband and daughter have indulged me twice by going with me to Madison to catch a live show. Congrats on 30 years. Maureen. There you are. That's what we're talking about. This kind of dedication, going through tape players, ladies and gentlemen. Flipping tapes at work kind of thing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Arnold, you got one?
You want me to read one?
Yeah.
Let's see here. All right, Jean Rashke. She's from Mercer. Is that in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Wisconsin, I guess. I don't know. It says Michael. I don't remember. What? What?
No, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Whatever. It says, Michael, I don't remember the year, but I've been listening for some time already when I heard about the fish pin being offered as a premium on a pledge drive.
Oh, yeah.
There was also a choice of a fish tie and possibly a T-shirt. I was a young, single, 20-something. And it was a fish pin that got me to make my first pledge to public radio.
That's sad.
My children played with it and lost the pin many years later. Oh. Or I'd still have it today.
Yeah. It was a genuine fit. It was a shad. It was encased in plastic.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. The fish pin.
That's it?
Yeah. That's good, isn't
it?
No more? Yeah.
Explaining why that was so important?
I think that's a pretty good entry. That's not bad. Yeah. I mean, fish pins, that's something. Does anybody in the crowd have a fish pin?
Don't work the audience.
No. Oh, sorry.
You're the announcer. Get your own show.
Sorry about that.
We got Michael on the line from Tel Aviv. He's the longest listener, aren't you, Michael?
Yes, I am. I've been listening to you for so long, Michael, that I can remember watching you on WGN in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. That was me.
Yeah, for four long weeks, if I recall correctly.
Well, didn't they air the last 2 weeks? I thought they were supposed to.
I don't know. I don't remember it's been that long. But
yeah.
I moved 8 time zones away from you, Michael,
8
just so that I could watch you live in the evenings when it wasn't too early to drink. Because that certainly improves the entertainment value.
Yeah. So that was that was for 1 month, though. You're talking about the TV show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've been listening to you since, and you drove me to the Holy Land.
I did.
You did.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to say. Well, there's the right to return. You know, you have that right, Michael. I choose not to exercise that right.
I have the right to return to Wisconsin?
Yes, that too. You certainly do, because, you know, a lot of us, this is the land that time forgot. No, what do they call it? Sky blue waters. No, what are we? Where the earth was young. When God, what was it in lacrosse there? What? God's country, that's where we are. God's country, so Tel Aviv, God's country. Take your pick.
Yeah, that seems a little confusing. I mean,
yeah.
I would come back, but then I'd be watching you at 10 in the morning, and I can't open the whiskey that early, at least not yet.
And certainly not on Shabbos.
Certainly not.
Yes.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't be talking on the telephone and watching the TV
Shabbos. If you're Orthodox.
If I was, yeah. Yeah, fortunately for everybody concerned, including the Orthodox, I am not among them.
Okay. And so what are you saying, how significant this was to you? You want to put that in there, Michael, just to make this a little better? Rather than just endurance. I mean, endurance alone is not enough.
Okay.
Changed your life.
Really,
doesn't have to be a change. What? That's it?
That's all I got.
Okay.
You've been many years of entertainment, and I've endured them.
Thank you very much. It's to the wailing wall for you, Michael. I want you to get down there. Ask for forgiveness. Nice talking to you. Thanks. Norman's in the Cleveland area, which is near the wailing wall,
and
I believe.
To the gentleman from Tel Aviv, I want to say good Shabbos to him, too.
Yes.
And I've been listening to you for a long time. I don't even know how many years. I remember a couple that you had on who were from Peru.
Yeah.
But they live in Cleveland now.
Uh-huh.
And their son's a great horn player. I play saxophone and I teach.
Oh, okay.
But one of the most memorable experiences.
Yeah.
And I hope I can get through this.
I hope so too.
You interviewed Doug Barlett when you were in Hillsborough, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
He was a Pulitzer winner cartoonist.
Yes, oh, right, and, great cartoonist.
And he wrote a book that was kind of autobiographical called The Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then a friend of mine, and it was a great book, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine was looking for a hostess gift when she was in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And she couldn't find, they didn't have that book at the airport. But mm-hmm. Here's another one that he wrote called Magic Time, which kind of parallels the murders of the civil rights workers in Mississippi.
Oh.
One of my very close friends mm-hmm. was one of the trainers for the Mississippi Freedom Summer.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. And the book has had such an effect on me that, you know, it's just, and I'm just very, very grateful for that interview. And I got to tell you, Michael, I mean, I have won your quiz twice.
Oh, you have.
And I just, you know, it's just one of the great shows on radio, and I just really appreciate you. And I appreciate public radio, while I am a member of WKSU and WCBN.
Yeah, thank you, Norman. It's very kind of you, and I'm happy to even tangentially been of, you know, getting you into that. And but you can't win the quiz anymore.
I know.
You know, I have to ban you. Norman, you're like the nicest guy in the world, and I got to ban you for life from playing the What Do You Know quiz.
One of the things also is we're not going to get anything else from Doug Marlette. He was killed in a car accident.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah, a couple of years ago.
Oh.
His kid, though, is his nephew, Andy Marlette, is apparently continuing kudzu, which was his...
That's a kudzu, yeah.
And I recommend both books, Magic Time and The Bridge, for everybody. You won't be the same after reading this.
Yeah. Thanks, Norman. If you want to put all that in writing, you can still enter the contest, too.
Well, thank you. That's mighty kind of you.
All right. Thanks. Nice talking to you. Bye. That's Norman in the Cleveland area. That means Cleveland Heights, probably. Or maybe it's Parma or something like that. Tim's in Garden City, Minnesota. Hey, Tim.
Good morning.
How's the weather in Garden City?
It is beautiful. It's going to be about 70 degrees. I'm out planting soybeans right now. So.
Well, you are. Do you have to have a garden in Garden City? Is it required?
My wife does.
My wife does. Yeah. and we just grow beans?
No, I'm planting soybeans. I'm out in a 130-acre field planting.
You must be a farmer, Tim.
Yes.
Okay, you should have mentioned that. Otherwise, it's a crazy thing to do to paint 180 acres in soybeans if you're not farming it. Because what's the payoff then?
Very low prices right now.
Yeah. Are you out in the field right now?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing right now? Are you on the tractor?
Steering down a furrow marker, planting my headlands. So hopefully I end up fairly straight.
Yeah. Are you putting them in?
Yes.
You are? How does that work then? Is there a little thing that pokes the soil and then plops one in?
Actually you have the easiest way, it's two round discs that cut a furrow.
Yeah.
And then I have a meter that goes along and drops soybean seeds about an inch and a half apart.
Yeah.
So you're looking for 9 seeds to a foot, roughly, and
that's pretty good.
Yeah. So I've got a monitor that tells me what's going on. So
used to do that by hand? Walk out there,
put your thumb
in the soil, drop in a seed, go on.
Only if I didn't pay attention and had a missed a furrow for a while.
Oh.
Then you got to go back out and plant that in so the neighbors don't talk about you.
Yeah. Do you occasionally miss a furrow?
Not anymore. Technology is getting very well.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, Tim, are you going to enter this contest, longest listener? Have you been listening for a while?
Oh, I've been listening for, a long time. I would almost guess since you started. One of my memories is someone asking you if you were the teacher that had a couch in your room.
Oh, yeah.
Way back when.
Yeah.
we found you on WOI in Ames, and then we go from there to KMSU in Mankato. But I was on the ski patrol in Mankato.
You were?
And would schedule my rotations so that I would come in by 11 o'clock and sit and listen to you and then go back out after the show is done and ski again.
Yeah. Well, so, that's pretty impressive or sad. I don't know. It's kind of now I kind of worry about you, if that, you know.
Well, no. Well, yeah. Everyone kind of knew. I also listened to the Car Talk guys.
Oh, that's okay.
So I got my 2 hours in and then went back out and played.
Yeah. So did you farm in all these different places?
No, you can't move a farm.
I'm sorry, what?
So you can't move a farm.
No, I was wondering about that, if you got on the back of it. Because some of those guys you see on the highway, it looks like they got a farm on the back there, and they're hauling it around, you know, maybe to Ames or Mankato or something like that.
No.
It's hard to pass a farm on a two-lane road, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, really small, just making a living.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for listening. And, if you could put this on just on paper or something and put your name on there and stuff and send it in, there's a good chance we could fly you all the way from Garden City, Minnesota.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I've missed all your traveling shows that when you came to, like Northfield and that.
Yeah.
You come in the spring and I'm out playing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or as I tell my wife, I'm driving circles in the field.
Yeah. You got, okay, don't so. You have kids that can do that or something, Tim?
I have one, but yeah. I'm not old enough to retire, and so he's working his way and helping out.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could take a Saturday off, and let him plow a furrow, for God's sake.
Yeah, I'd rather pass that the boring stuff off, but
yeah.
The planting is enjoyable.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
5.5 miles across the field. So you're not racing.
If it was up to you right now, Tim, I'd fly in here right this minute. I wouldn't pay for it necessarily, but I would find some way of doing it. But so you could just send in even a postcard or something, maybe your name and then story on there, and then send it to us, okay, so we can consider
you. Yes, I will.
Just to be fair.
I will.
Okay.
I can't do it out here right now.
No, I don't understand that. And I bet you missed a furrow or two while thinking about that.
I don't even want to look back right now and see what it looks like.
Good. So how's your soil? Is it not too wet out there, is it?
No. We've been dry, and this spring has been absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
The ground has worked up the best it's ever worked up, and it's been fun.
Now you just need prices to show up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
So,
Thanks very much. Thanks, Tim.
Yep. Bye. Bye.
Well, that's Tim there in Garden City, Minnesota, and he's a great guy, too. That's a lot of all time, you think, we have for reading these?
You want me to read another one?
Yeah, read one more.
I'll read one more. Yeah. This is from Scott Teplin. He lives in Brooklyn now, but he's originally from Mequon.
Yeah.
And he said, I listened to you when I was in high school in my dad's car on weekends when your show first started. I lived in Mequon then. And then I was in college in Madison in about 1993. I was in your audience, and you talked to me on the air at Vilas Hall.
Hmm.
I told you I was a part-time proctologist.
Part-time, that's
part-time.
Suspicious.
Yeah, because I proctored national exams.
Oh.
MCAT, LSAT, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Part-time as a job. And I also had leopard spots bleached into my hair.
Ah, I think
so
I remember
that. So
there
you go. That's a good one, isn't it?
That stands out, a part-time proctologist with leopard spots.
He probably doesn't have the leopard spots anymore.
Can't change the spots on a part-time proctologist. I'll read one more, too. So let's see here. Here, I'll just read this one. If you still want to call in, I think there's a few minutes yet. You can call in. What's that number again?
The number is 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WAC-NOW.
Yeah.
With a K.
Right. Rick Catron, looks like, from Silverdale, Washington. Alas, my local station doesn't air What Do You Know, but as a longtime listener, I get you on the web. In 1988, I needed a job and moved from my Northern California home to Orange County. What a culture shock. I would get away on long weekends, and my favorite place to go was Flagstaff, Arizona, as part of my graduate school research on the Southern Pacific Railroad. There I stayed at the Weatherford Hotel, where the Zane Grey novels were written, and explored beautiful downtown Flagstaff with its handsome red sandstone buildings. A popular downtown hangout was the old-time McGaw's newsstand, which sold and smelled of tobacco products, 4,000 magazines, and broadcast the local NPR affiliate, KNAU. This was my first public radio experience. Back in Southern California, I quickly found KPCC, became a member. Your show aired on KPCC at that time. I get a lot of that. When I moved to Portland, Oregon in 1998, I became a member of OPB 91.5, listened to your show for years, and it was broadcast there, along with Riders in the Sky radio show. I miss those days. Radio may have become more informative over the years, but it's lost its entertainment programming. Moving once again to Washington's Olympic Peninsula in 2012, I now listen to a wider variety of public radio broadcasting, this time primarily on the computer. I remain loyal to OPB and have since discovered Northwest Public Radio, which has transponders all over Washington and podcasts.
I'm sorry. I used to work there. So.
You got a little excited about it.
Yeah.
I heard you gasp. Oh, you worked there, really? Yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
I did.
I can now listen whenever I want. I may not be your longest listener, but I am definitely a long-time listener and have stalked you over four Western states. I appreciate the humor, news, authors, guests, and the quiz each week. If I've learned anything from Michael, I know the difference between NPR and PRI. Right. One day soon, I hope to make it back to Madison to see your show live. Thanks for the memories there. It's Rick Ketron in Silverdale, Washington. I think it's about all the time we have now for the longest listener, but get those entries in. And can you have the email address if they want to send it on an email?
Yes.
You have that, don't you?
I do have that.
Yeah, you have it there with you?
And that would be...
Right in front of you there?
Sure. Yeah, that's right. It's better to send them through the mail, the regular mail.
Yeah.
That would be 820.
Why would you do that? No one uses mail anymore.
Nobody uses mail anymore. No. Okay. Well, then we'll do the regular email address.
Yeah, the email address which you have right there.
Yeah, that email address is right in front of me, exactly right here.
As an announcer, you would have right in front of you.
It's somewhere.
Right, yeah. And, of course, as being part of the staff of Wisconsin Public Radio, you would know that in a second.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Normally I would. Normally it would be here in my notes, but
okay.
But it's not. So what would that be, Michael? Do you know what it is?
Why? That's not my job.
Oh, that's true.
I'm doing my job. Can you see that?
I'm obviously not doing mine very well.
No, you're doing very well.
Oh, wait, no, it's you can send it to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org.
Wow. Why wouldn't you be able to think of that? I mean, that's you work at wpr.org.
You put me in my spot. Or put me
the name
on my
of the
spot.
Show is What Do You Know?
The name of the
what
show is What Do You Know? What Do You Know? All one word.
Yeah.
At WPR.org.
With a D.
With a D.
Okay. Yeah. Or go to notmuch.com and it has everything on there in the rules.
Yeah. Or if you wanted to mail it, you could send it to 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706.